It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can experience the Summer of Heroes at Disney California Adventure Park, including the new Guardians of the Galaxy mission, Breakout. We'll take caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You ready to do that, Yuzi? Count them up to 97?
I am very ready, yes.
You'll win a four-pack of two-day park tickets, and you'll be in the running to fly with Vinny to the Disneyland Resort July 23rd.
I'm ready. I'm locked in. It's on my calendar. I can't wait.
Airfare on Alaska Airlines, a two-night hotel stay. We're doing this all day. 9, noon, and 5 o'clock are your chances to get yourself qualified. You automatically win the four-pack of two-day park tickets, and then you're in the running for the grand prize trip to Disney with Vinny.
Mm-hmm. All right, here I go.
800-400-3697, caller number 97.
Our text number is also that same number, 800, whatever, whatever you said. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent in. 650 says, oh, no traffic school either. This is about the carpool story where at least 30% of the cars in the carpool lane have one driver. And people seem to be willing to do it just because the fine is $491 and it's not a point on your record.
And that person saying no traffic school either?
Yeah, I mean, they're saying, no, they're saying you should, it should be a point, but you also shouldn't be able to use traffic school to eliminate
that point.
Right,
to get out of there.
Because that is something that I've...
Well, it just defeats the purpose.
You want the traffic school option for sure. If you get a ticket, you want to get that off there. And traffic school is so damn easy that it's just time consuming. But it's not anything you don't already know.
Right.
I just went through it.
Well, you don't want the point.
Right. 707 is saying, it's the big rigs that hog the fast lane next to the carpool lane that's the problem, especially on 80 East in the afternoon. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
So they're hogging the lane next to it?
I guess, according to this person. There's a whole, if you spend your life on the road, there's a lot of things that bug you.
Right. I'm really glad to not spend my life on
the road. It takes a lot of
patience.
Talking to yourself and a lot of trial and error to keep your patience out there.
Just try to be zen.
There's so many people who will do things where you go, I cannot let this person bait me.
Mm-hmm.
I have just been cut off by someone, and I want to tailgate them or
don't do it.
Race out in front of them and cut them off or whatever.
Just
and
you say just, that is too bad. Oh, that person man. Is mentally ill and they're a bad driver, and I'm going to be a good driver and not take the bait.
Yeah,
and drive a little slower. You'll like it. Takes the edge off. Just
the
relaxed.
Carpool cameras have heat detectors, which. Is how it knows you have passengers. What?
That's ridiculous. What are they saying?
What world? Do you live in Ready Player One world?
Yeah. Doesn't seem right. Heat detectors.
That's not too far off. I mean, infrared, right?
Well, I mean, doesn't the engine eclipse everything?
Yeah, but never mind.
At the doctor's.
So you can't have a mannequin in the front seat? Is that what you're saying? Because I've thought of that. That seems like a good idea. Just put a mannequin in the car with
them.
Put a newspaper in its hands.
At the doctor's and my temp is 97.3, I said, hey, that's my favorite radio station.
Oh, funny.
If these bleep holes would stop camping in the passing lane, I would probably stay out of the carpool lane. Grr, move, B.
Get out the way.
Get out the way is
you know,
exactly right.
That is that. I see what they're saying now. Like, I think that a lot of times if there is a carpool lane, people don't treat the outer left lane or, I don't know, second lane from the, as you're counting from the left.
As
the fast lane anymore. They just think it's a travel lane they can park in.
Well, there's plenty. This goes back to being on the road and getting baited. There's plenty of behavior out there that would make you think this person wants you to kill them.
Mm. So they want me to ram them with my car.
Their behavior is so blatantly and obviously ridiculous. They're just asking for it, right? They must be.
Don't just deny them.
Doing 40 in the fast lane? Come on.
That is annoying. That's ridiculous. But I say, oh, it's an opportunity to drive 40.
And I know there are a lot of people out there who are like, yeah, but what about the people who speed? Okay, I get it. But some people, and I'm not talking about me, most of the time I am actually just going from home to here and here home.
Yep.
And I got it sort of timed out. It's fine. But there are people who need to get to the dentist or are late for one thing or another.
Yep.
And sure, they should have left early but didn't. And you don't need to be parked in that lane. I know you're saying, yeah, I do. I'm a taxpayer. I do what I want. I got it.
Just breathe.
Mondays suck, but not nearly as much when you get to hang with your favorite radio family on Wednesday night.
Oh, did they just win tickets?
You ready to win, Yuzette?
Oh.
Oh, this person's going to be in the water for them, for
that
her.
That must be the narwhal winner. She's busy. She can't hear us. She's getting the winner.
I've been using toilet seat covers as a face blotter for years.
Yeah, they totally work.
They work exactly the same way as the fancy ones from Sephora.
Funny.
Though your class factor goes way down a tiny bit when you pull out a wad of toilet seat covers as opposed to the cute and discreetly packaged from beauty stores.
Well, how much did they cost at the beauty store? Find out how much a pack of those is at Sephora.
All right.
I have a pack of those in my desk, but it came with... you know that little emergency kit that I have, that little tin one? So it comes with
With blotters,
yes.
Face blotters. Funny. Yeah. I totally just used the one in the bathroom.
Oh, how was it?
It was covered in oil.
That's not true.
It was. It was totally
oily. Did you try
it,
Vinny?
I should have brought you one.
No, I don't.
Oh, that would be
nice anyway.
I'll get one of my little blotters for him.
I prefer my t-shirt. Thank you.
Oy.
I'm fine.
They're only trying to help you be beautiful.
Yeah. Just trying to use your own beauty
That's
tips.
Okay.
Huh?
I mean, I know. That is your tip.
Hey, congratulations to Sabrina. She's our 9 a.m. Disneyland winner.
So she's got a 4-pack of 2-day park tickets, and she could be going to Disney with Vinny.
Sarah, I started to watch Downton Abbey, and it's good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I just saw the episode where the guy has a heart attack while he takes away her virginity.
Oh, man. Wow. So crazy. He's a young dude. That is actually a big spoiler. That is one of the funniest GD things that happens.
Said that?
That's all right.
I didn't know.
Don't worry about it.
I found the Sephora blotting cleanser thing.
And how much are they?
It's not too bad. It's $10 for 100 sheets. Huh. Doesn't say the size of the sheets, but...
Well, I was going to say, because the one thing that's nice about the toilet paper covers or the toilet seat covers is that I use the whole thing.
Like, well, this is what I was thinking.
And it was oil all over the whole thing.
Going and getting those is that's not sustainable.
Well,
you're not at Sephora all the time. You're not going to be
there. If you
are,
then fine.
They're right here in the bathroom.
Right, there they are. They were great.
Need one, you grab one.
I rubbed it aggressively on my face and nothing came off. You know, it didn't lint my face up.
My husband always steals my great face products. I just order more. He's worth it. 415 says, poor Vinny, he's such an easy victim of marketers. Face cream is probably the same as body cream, but marketers get to increase the price for the gullible. That's probably true.
I don't know. All I know is I like the big squirt bottle. I don't like to mess around with little pots of stuff.
I do agree with you there, getting it
just
right.
Slather.
The Villages is wild, says 415. Went there for my aunt and uncle's 50th anniversary and have partied.
Oh.
Drank like that for... I haven't partied and drank like that for a week straight since college. I'm only 40. The place has 4 squares with different live music every night at each.
Wow. This is a retirement community.
All are surrounded by restaurants and bars. Crazy. Huge STD problem for seniors there.
Oh, we have heard that. Hey, where is this place?
Besides, I don't know. I just didn't hear in this, Florida. So it was the one Vinny was talking about?
Yeah, the Village or the Villages.
My parents have a second home at the Villages in Florida. The golf carts are definitely in abundance there. It's funny to see a large amount of golf carts parked at the strip mall.
That is pretty funny. Not the strip mall park, because those are everywhere.
The Villages is northwest of Orlando.
Oh, okay.
My parents joke about it because they didn't feel they were old enough to live there.
There's all kinds of retirement places around there. Even the towns are named like Winter Park, Winter Springs. Just like, oh, clearly that's what people are down here for. Get away from the winter.
I've stayed at the Villages before. It's literally like Disneyland for seniors. It's crazy. Kind of creepy.
That sounds
creepy.
Fun.
It says it's in Sumter County. Ever heard of that?
No. Mm.
I bet it keeps them young and they're having fun. It's people who go and just hole up in their house and spend their remaining days watching TV.
Yeah, it does sound like a fun place to go.
Yuck.
I mean, it would be, I mean, if there were all kinds of activities and live music and you could just walk around or just take your golf cart around. That's great. I bet everyone's in two-piece tracksuits, kitties embroidered on the front of them. I'm into it.
925 says, why couldn't he leave with a whore from The Office like everyone else's dad? I love Bonnie.
That was the Toy Story 2 supposed backstory on Andy's dad.
Which is supposed, as you say, they're saying it's completely fake. Yeah.
916, they're saying here, the ass gaskets in public bathrooms are covered in other people's poo. Sorry.
Well, yeah, that is, it's right there.
Just pull out the first one, throw it away, and do the second one. They're free.
They're free.
I don't worry about that stuff. I don't know.
What stuff?
Just like, it doesn't occur to me that everything in there is, I'm going to wash my hands and everything, but it doesn't occur to me that everything in there is covered in other people's germs.
Poop dust, yeah.
You'll survive.
Would you crap yourselves in public for $1 billion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
For $1 million, I would do that,
for a million,
no problem.
Sure. What do you mean crap? Like, I would have a diaper on and I'd just stand here and be like, it's happening.
Whatever the circumstance. For me, for $1 million, whatever the circumstance, I'll do it.
No, you just do it in the public square.
Over like on glass if you want to be underneath it. Whatever it is.
$1 million.
For $1 million, no problem.
Okay, hookah.
Under normal circumstances, I don't want anyone around me.
Right. Well, sure.
Just this weekend, I'm with my kid and I'm all, okay, I'm going to go take a quick shower. And she's all, okay. And she runs away. So I lock the door. She was going to get a book so she could come in and watch me shower.
Oh.
Which she seems to... I don't know what that's all about. I don't get it.
She doesn't, like, go out the door around the corner like you do to her?
No, she does not. She wants to sit on the floor mm-hmm. with a book. But anyway, I needed to use the restroom mm-hmm. for a very specific reason. So I go in there, and I can hear her knocking on the door, and then I hear her crying. I'm like...
Oh...
What do you need? I want to be in there with you when you shower. I'm like, look, Dad has to go to the bathroom first. I need privacy. Okay. And walks past me and goes and sits down. So I go out to the other bathroom.
You hadn't started yet.
I hadn't. But that's...
Did she run to that bathroom?
No.
She was waiting for him to come back to take a
shower. She didn't realize that Dad had just gone another route. The point is, I like to go alone. But for $1 million,
yeah,
no problem.
Well, I might have a problem, but no problem. I'm going to try my hardest to make that happen. $1 million is $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. Mm-hmm.
That'll go a long way at the Villages when I move there. Right. Can shop in all the high-end velour shops.
Porta potty girls you talk about, they're not getting paid $1 million.
No,
right?
No, that's who you reminded me of, though, the porta potty girls.
Me too.
You're always talking about them.
Mm-hmm. They're out there, Vin.
So you must know one because you definitely...
I read about them in the website I go to.
What website?
It's called thedirty.com.
Oh, and they talk about the porta potty girls?
Yes. Horrible website.
Maybe we should have a report
Remember
on
I
that.
Remember I told you the real guy's name is Hooman.
Oh, yeah.
He goes by Nick Ritchie, but his real name is Hooman.
Hoonick.
Yeah. That's the website. He's a terrible person.
But you go to his website and read about
the after I go to
anyway.
All the news websites, all the gossip websites, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll go to the Dirty, see what's happening.
What have they got going on?
Yeah.
831 says, I'm on vacation from Santa Cruz listening to you in Hawaii.
Oh, lucky.
So glad I have my friends. OFOC, I hope you get laid.
I would think we'd remind you of your non-vacation life too much to listen to us on vacation. But I mean, I totally appreciate that
you are
listening.
Well, they probably can have drinks now while they're listening to us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like a party.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn, that bit is stolen from WWE.
What is?
The Migos fight.
Oh.
I don't know if it was a bit. I mean, I could see how it seemed, I think it's a bit, but...
It seemed like a bit.
It blew up, though. It's all over.
Well, good for all of them. You want to be trending. That is the mission. It's the goal. Keep trending.
I dated a guy who always wanted music on while getting down. I didn't care either way. That's not what I was there for. LOL.
Huh.
But he thought I was so great because I let him play heavy metal.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty good.
Sure. If that's what you're...
I just can't sell the smooth R&B. That's all. It's just not for me.
And I gotta say, Coldplay has to be ruined for the Bay Area.
I couldn't sell Coldplay either.
No.
I wouldn't be able to with a straight face. Right. I'd laugh and then...
What about Stevie B? Does he have soft songs?
I don't know if Stevie B has soft songs.
No, that's what
the high energy stuff?
Yeah, the high energy is like so many beats. It needs a certain amount of beats per minute.
But he doesn't have like any ballads or anything?
A slower one. From the postman just the other day.
Brynn. Go, Brynny.
You know this?
Hell yeah, I do.
Sing it.
This song.
Yeah, if this was on, I'd be like, I just remembered I have an appointment.
Most of the time you turn on music just to drown out the noise anyway. You know, it's not even about the lyrics or the music.
Who wants to drown out? Oh,
yeah,
because like,
you don't
you
like
have a
the
kid
noise?
In the house or something?
Yeah, you don't want, well, I'm just saying, you don't want too much noise sometimes.
Like if you have a roommate and you're hearing them or something?
Yeah, or like
or
anything.
Or if you're making the noise.
Right, a hotel room. Who knows? Yeah.
Right? Oh, I didn't even think of that.
The bed squeaks, yeah. People... scream, stuff like that.
Oh, what people?
They scream, huh?
Kind of people about the penis.
Do you scream?
No, maybe I don't know.
You're a screamer.
Yeah, I can picture him screaming.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I make the same noise as Sarah.
Oh.
That actually seems more likely for a dude. But now that we know you're a screamer, you know, it's interesting. Screamer.
Good morning, my name is Brandon. It's my birthday. I'm 38. I've been listening since I was in high school.
Oh my God. Happy birthday, Brandon. Thanks for listening all these years. That's unbelievable. It really is crazy how long we've been here.
Yep, it's good.
It is good. Let's keep this rolling.
Finished The Handmaid's Tale last night. So good.
Yeah, that was great.
Glad I started watching it and can't wait for the next season.
Me either.
I agree. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Yeah. This thing, not The Handmaid's Tale.
No, I don't care about it. Although someone said, wait, where's that person that said that? Hope you're not watching the Giants, Vin, because if you are, we'll only take a couple minutes to get disgusted with the team. Yeah, we're losing bad. That's not the one I wanted, though. There's one that says, The Handmaid's Tale isn't a chick flick.
Oh, no, it's not. It's about this woman, but it's about what happens in America when this like religious sect takes over. It's horrifying. You can't believe it. The book I read the book years ago, and I remember it being like super disturbing. But seeing it and their interpretation of it, it's just it's freaking dark, Vinny. You'd love it.
Really?
I think you would. It's just crazy.
Why'd they name it The Handmaid's Tale? Then?
Because that's the name of the book.
Oh.
And it's these women. So basically, they slowly eat women's rights away. You can't have a job anymore. You have to have a man to take care of you. There's all these things, and then little by little, and then all of a sudden, these women just, especially if you're fertile, because no one's having babies anymore. So if you've had a baby, you're considered fertile because everybody's, you know, sterile. And so these handmaids, they get abducted. Basically, this woman. It's about the story about this one woman. She's married and has a kid, and they're trying to escape from America or from Gilead or whatever it's called now. And she gets taken. She gets put into this training program, and she is now their person who's going to bear their children. And it's horrifying how it goes. There's a whole ritual that goes with it because she's this person that lives in their house, and once a month on her fertile day they have a ritual where like the house staff assembles, and then the wife sits on the bed, and the handmaid lays her head between the lady's legs, like right up against her womb that doesn't work, and then the husband does her while looking at his wife.
Oh, that makes it okay.
No, but that's how they're doing it in the book.
Oh, that is so weird.
It's horrifying. Ugh. And that, you know, basically these women are, you know, have been abducted and are like being raped.
Sex slaves.
It's awful. And then if they have a baby, as soon as they are done nursing the baby's ripped away and they go to another house where it happens to them again. Mm. It's horrendous. And then there's so much more, too. I mean, that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg of what happens.
That's the tip of the iceberg?
In this new society.
Sounds like the iceberg.
Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, that's the tip of it.
Ugh.
It's horrifying.
You must watch Glow on Netflix. 80s Women's Wrestling. Finished it in one weekend.
Oh. Glow?
Man.
It's a... Is it fictional?
Oh, here it is. Bonnie, I'm a dude and telling you The Handmaid's Tale is not a chick show. You've got to watch it.
It's, I do think you'd like it. It's very, very dark. And the acting is excellent.
Hey, Vinny, next time you're mountain biking up there, you should check out the mountain house up in Kings Mountain. Neil Young just might show up. One of the videos was filmed there, and he lives up there.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was in the hills over here off the peninsula
yeah.
way.
I feel
off
like I've
Highway
been to the
9.
Mountain House. Is that
really?
A restaurant?
I don't know. I've never heard of it, but that's
Sounds
pretty cool.
Familiar.
I would love to bump into Neil Young. I wouldn't say one word to him, but I'd give him a good look over.
Mm. See what he's looking like
Feel
these days.
Feel neat to sure. stand next to him and be like, I really like you.
You're neat. Thanks for everything. Should we break?
You want to?
It's pretty late.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's going to do it for us today.
You see that text?
Which one?
707. Oh my God, this screamer conversation is making me, number one, my pants. My teenagers are in the car. This is so awkward.
So that person's a screamer, though.
Mom's
huh?
a screamer.
Yeah. Oh, mom's a screamer, boys and girls who are teenagers
well,
in the car.
They already know that.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is they've probably heard mom screaming and...
We didn't
like,
know until
I'm
one
sure
time.
I'm sure they hear the R&B music actually really loud.
Oh, you think so?
They're not cranking Iron Maiden in there or anything?
Oh, maybe that.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what dad's into, you know.
Right.
Just put on something loud. They have to stop when the song changes. They have to stop for a minute. Be quiet till the next one kicks in.
For two alligators.
415 says, the best lovemaking song is Careless Whisper by Wham.
Yeah, if you're in seventh grade yeah. in the 80s.
That seems like something that Hooman would love. Like, can you picture him putting that on right after the Coldplay mix? And 925 says, Vinny, you would like The Handmaid's Tale. I like it violent and twisted.
Yeah, I'm actually more interested in it now than, although that story you told's awful.
Yeah,
so
it's
I'm
horrible
not...
what happens. Did you let your Hulu lapse after you did 11/23/66?
I'm sure I did.
Yeah. Well, consider
You've
it.
You've kept it?
Yeah, I kept it. We started watching something else on there. We were watching like old episodes of Elementary on there or something.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a huge week for us because we have our live secret show on Wednesday night and a live broadcast Thursday morning, both from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. On Thursday morning, please join us. You're welcome to come to the Fairmont and enjoy the show. They're going to do a whole breakfast. They do a really nice job over there. But you do need tickets for the secret show, and apparently we do have a few more tickets left, and we're going to give them away tomorrow.
So
make sure you're listening tomorrow morning.
All right, cool.
Have a great day. We'll see you then.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.